Imagine standing before your boss, desperately explaining a project delay. Your heart races as you ramble through details, watching their expression shift from interest to confusion to impatience. By the time you reach your point, the damage is done. You've lost their attention and potentially their confidence in your abilities. This scenario plays out constantly in workplaces everywhere, costing businesses an estimated 17 hours per week per 100 employees in clarification time alone. Despite years of education and professional experience, most of us receive virtually no training on how to start conversations effectively. This gap leads to chronic miscommunication that damages careers and costs organizations millions in lost productivity. Most workplace conversations suffer from four common problems: failing to provide essential context, lacking clear purpose, burying critical information several minutes into the discussion, and mixing multiple topics chaotically. The solution is surprisingly simple. Structure the first 60 seconds of every conversation using a proven framework. This approach doesn't require changing your personality. It simply provides a reliable structure that works regardless of your position or industry. Effective workplace communication begins with framing, providing three short statements in the opening 15 seconds: context, intent, and key message. When you begin speaking, your audience doesn't share your context. They're thinking about something else entirely. Orient them with a simple statement that names the project or objective you're discussing. Even with familiar colleagues, establishing context prevents confusion and increases engagement. Next, clearly state your intent. Our brains process information differently based on purpose: entertainment versus information requiring action. With only 20 seconds of working memory, clarifying intent helps people process information effectively. Finally, deliver your key message immediately. The military calls this bottom line up front, bluff, placing conclusions and recommendations at the beginning rather than the end for faster decision making. When people ask, "Why are you telling me this?" you haven't provided a clear key message. After your 15-second framing, use the remaining 45 seconds for a structured summary. The goal, problem, solution, GPS method, offers a clear approach for summarizing complex topics when most communication courses merely advocate conciseness without showing how. Most work conversations center on solving problems to meet company targets. The GPS method follows a simple structure: goal, what you're trying to achieve; problem, what's preventing you from reaching the goal; solution, what will be done to solve the problem. Like its navigation namesake, GPS shows your destination, identifies obstacles, and outlines the path forward, all in a format that works for topics of any complexity. We often summarize poorly because we assume audiences think like us, believe they need all details up front, or try to address multiple problems simultaneously. The GPS method keeps us focused on essential elements regardless of complexity. The solution component of your structured summary directs the audience toward next steps, preventing conversations from getting stuck in the problem's history. By ending with the solution, you shift focus to action rather than past events, creating positive, future-oriented discussions. When explaining situations chronologically, we force our audience to dwell on history instead of solutions. Their problem-solving energy gets misdirected toward how the situation could have been avoided rather than how to fix it now. Discussions about problem causes only help when our goal is prevention. Otherwise, they simply remind people of mistakes and create negative energy. In a call center example, ending with, "Can you authorize the refund and help me find the missing shipment?" gives the manager clear action items. For an IT system upgrade, concluding with, "We need to come up with the plan for upgrading the software and present it to the leadership team," focuses on next steps rather than the compliance problem. Both examples eliminate the "What do you want me to do?" question by clearly showing next steps, transforming potentially negative updates into constructive conversations with clear paths forward. Effective communication requires ensuring your audience is ready to receive your message. Even with a perfect opening, verify your audience has time and capacity to engage. The common, "Do you have a minute?" question is problematic because conversations rarely take just a minute. Instead, ask for the actual time you need, then use framing and structured summary to deliver efficiently. After your opening, verify engagement with a validation checkpoint. For someone to help you, they need both ability, knowledge, access, authority, and availability, time, desire. Questions like, "Are you the right person to help with this?" or "Do you have time to talk about this now?" allow redirection if needed. When uncertain who to speak to about a problem, focus your first conversation on finding the right contact rather than discussing the issue itself. Being sensitive to others' time constraints and delivering concise messages are habits colleagues will appreciate. Emails remain the workplace communication backbone, with 39% of professionals using it for questions and 57% for status updates. Apply framing and structured summary techniques to email. Context in the subject line, Q4 marketing budget review, clear intent up front, action required, and key messages in the opening line. Make core components visually distinct. Goal, what you want to achieve. Problem, the challenge being addressed. Solution, your proposed action or request. Timeline, when action is needed. Next steps, clear accountability. This structured approach is most valuable for complex projects with multiple stakeholders, approval processes, cross-functional communications, conflict resolution, or project postmortems. When forwarding email chains, provide a concise summary of key decisions, status, required actions, and timeline updates rather than forcing recipients through lengthy exchanges. Long emails often get postponed due to cognitive overload and poor visual hierarchy. Improve readability with strategic formatting. Clear headings, bulleted lists, white space between concepts, and bold text for critical deadlines or decisions. The first minute of any conversation determines its success, with listeners forming lasting impressions within 7-30 seconds. These opening moments establish your credibility and rapport. Prepare your audience by setting time expectations, using framing to focus attention, providing context, stating your intent, and delivering a concise key message. This structure is especially important in virtual communications where attention spans are 25% shorter. Structure your message around your goal, the specific problem, and your proposed solution. Always validate your audience's availability, offering alternatives if needed. This respect for others' time builds trust and encourages productive dialogue. These techniques require practice, but will save time. Structured communications can reduce meeting times by up to 40%. With practice, this approach becomes natural, though preparation remains valuable for complex discussions. By mastering the first minute, you'll stand out as someone who respects others' time, communicates clearly, and focuses on solutions. In today's workplace, communication skills increasingly determine career trajectory, with skilled communicators 3.5 times more likely to outperform peers in advancement. The question isn't whether you can afford to improve your communication, it's whether you can afford not to.